Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We don't have our usual fare of good, bad, and crazy martinis today. Today, of course, is Black Friday. We hope you all had a wonderful time of Thanksgiving with your family and any close friends you may have had around the table yesterday. So much to be thankful for living in this country and having the blessing of a good family and friends and good jobs and so forth. And so hopefully everyone took the time to be thankful for God's blessings in their lives yesterday. But of course, now even on Thanksgiving, Jim, people are lining up at 5 o'clock at night to storm Walmarts and whatever other stores around the country to get the best early deals on Christmas gifts. And so as has become tradition here in the Three Martini Lunch, we have thought very carefully about different political figures who need a gift this Christmas season and what the perfect gift would be for them. So where do you start?
Greg, I'm beginning with a well-known figure, probably somebody who's been, you know, most everyone of our listeners are familiar with. They know he's had a very busy year. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. I'm booking him a full spa appointment. I think he's probably dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of tension, pressure. So I think he's earned a few hours of massages, maybe a skin treatment, jacuzzi. I know it's kind of tough to picture him with the cucumbers on his eyes and all that. But look, I think he's been doing a pretty good job. I think the Trump White House seems to be slightly less chaotic than it was with Reince Priebus as chief of staff. I think we've seen a little less churn in the personnel coming and going, marginally. And I just want to make sure he's tan, rested, and ready for what is probably going to be a similarly tumultuous 2018. So nobody tell him, but under your tree, John Kelly, a little spa treatment, a little downtime. Just make sure you've changed the president's password on his phone for Twitter before you go, so you can really relax and unwind for those couple hours.
Oh, Jim, good choice. I did not get anything specifically for General Kelly, but I think this could still make his job easier. This is for President Trump. And what's the supplement that they have you take? I think it's ginkgo biloba to help you focus and not get distracted by various things that are going on. Because one of the things that you see with Trump is whenever there's good news, he somehow stumbles into a controversy that was completely unnecessary and it's absolutely cringeworthy, usually with his Twitter account, but sometimes for other reasons. So to get the president focused on the things that actually matter and to get the things done that he promised to do, a year's supply of ginkgo biloba, and I'll let John Kelly do the administering just to make sure Trump never misses a dose.
These are really good. I'm going to have 20 of them. Yeah. Now, kind of, it's funny. We were both thinking of the administration. I stayed there for this next gift, Greg. I turned to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and I've decided to turn to one of our regular sponsors, Greg. I'm getting Rex Tillerson an account at ZipRecruiter because amongst all these secretaries, deputy secretaries, and assistant secretaries at the State Department, the Trump administration has filled 8 of the 33 positions as of mid-November. Now, for a whole lot of them, there are a couple, there might be a handful. There are cases where they've been named someone. They're just awaiting Senate confirmation. But for most of them, no one has been named or nominated. So, Mr. Secretary, I just want to let you know, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. And ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to you. That's a little bonus for you guys, ZipRecruiter.
Within 24 hours, you could have a lot of these positions filled. That's a much better clip than we're seeing right now. Jim, you mentioned a service that would be helpful to Chief of Staff John Kelly, a day at the spa. I'm going to get a lawn service for Senator Rand Paul. I think it's time that we're going to outsource that work to a local contractor. We're going to boost the local economy. And depending on any lawmakers that have concerns about any of their other neighbors, we might extend that to other conservatives as well.
You know what? Until the neighbor moves away, maybe we should get him Simply Safe Home Security as well. another fine sponsor of the Three Martini Lunch podcast. And hey, you know, they really do work. So finally, turning away from the realm of politics, but I just feel like this is the right time of year. It's something that's been on my mind for quite a while. And, you know, a lot of people over the Thanksgiving holidays, maybe they, you know, they go to the mall, they decide to take in a movie or something. Greg, I've decided to get this gift for everyone involved in making the DC superhero movies. I'm buying a new set of stage lights because all the ones they used while making Justice League burned out, as far as I can tell. The entire movie takes place in the dark. I don't know if that's the fault of the original director, Zack Snyder, or the fault of Joss Whedon. Either way, I think if we just bring over all the lights that J.J. Abrams uses for all the lens flares in his movies, all of these blockbuster science fiction movies would balance out. So hopefully it's an enlightened year for those movie makers in the year to come.
That's very kind of you to step away from politics. I will not be so kind. I would like to gather the Republican conference in the House and Senate and issue each of them a leather-bound collection of DVDs that show their campaign ads from 2016, 2014, 2012, and 2010, with a special collection for John McCain, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and all the other Republicans who said absolutely they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, they were going to lead the way on tax reform, and all these other key issues that they promised that if you just give us the chance, we're going to get this done for you. And so far, all that major legislation has flopped on the Senate floor. So maybe a little refresher course by seeing how vigorously they campaigned on these things will motivate them to actually get them done next year.
I was going to say, that's a good choice, Greg. And maybe, you know, I'm hoping like you put a little something, you know, like a voice recorder or something, and it's, you know, they'll just kind of clear its throat every couple of days loudly to remind them. Remember me? Remember all those promises you made? So that'd be kind of good and useful for them. It's, you know, look, you want to give them a gift they can use that will help them be a better people. So, yes, I think that's the perfect passive-aggressive gift for all the Republican senators.
Well, Jim, good luck with your shopping. I'm guessing you're the type that probably does most of it online. But either way, happy shopping, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
It's either online or on December 23rd in a panic, Greg. See you Monday.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great weekend, everyone. Please join us Monday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.